listening to The Jake Asmon Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asmon.
We move along here on a Friday. Jake Asmon with you till the top of the hour on SB Nation Radio. Our next guest is a 15-year NBA veteran, a four-time NBA champion. You watched him in The Last Dance. He was featured there and, of course, was a member of those Bad Boy Pistons teams. Played with Michael Jordan and the Bulls and Kobe and Shaq in L.A. The great John Spider Sally joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line. John, really appreciate the time, my friend. How are you?
Oh, every day is a good day. Especially today.
Absolutely. So I want to get to, you know, some love for Father's Day and everything you're dealing, but I have to start with The Last Dance because you were heavily featured. The team that you played on, those Bad Boy Pistons teams, was covered extensively in a couple of the episodes. After watching it back, did you get a sense that the documentary depicted you guys accurately?
Well, I'm not going to say totally accurately because, you know, it is 30 years or some later, but it did let us know on how much we were on Michael Jordan's mind. We had no idea that they had to do all those things just to beat us, along with getting the NBA to help them. but they wanted to make us look like we were the thugs and the bad guys. And it's so funny because I posted on my Twitter all the fouls that the Bulls were doing to us, and no one said anything. So it's just a way, you know, it was the narrative. Remember the you're only going to hear the history of the hunt unless you hear it from until one day the lion gets the gun. So that's the only way you're going to hear the truth.
I always felt that those teams that you were on, those Pistons teams, you look back on it, and you guys are historically underrated given what you accomplished, three straight finals, back-to-back champions. Do you think the Pistons historically have been underrated over the years?
Oh, no question. I mean, we can't. The NBA and no one planned on this team out of Detroit, out of Michigan, getting to the Eastern Conference Championship, the World Championship, and then winning two championships back-to-back. Those 4 years, I don't think anybody was ready for us. And then, you know, they had in their mind Michael Jordan was going to take over for Magic and Larry. And he did in their propaganda, but we came home with the trophy. So we came in and we messed up the dance. We did more than The Last Dance. We took the prettiest girl.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone here with John Sally, of course, John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion. You know, what was it like to play for a guy like Chuck Daly? I mean, you knew him well, you played for him up close, and you played with, you know, some other obviously great coaches, including Phil Jackson. But what was Chuck Daly like?
Chuck Daly was probably the best coach I could have possibly had being in the NBA. You can see also in that Michael in the documentary how much Michael Jordan loved him. Chuck Daly was definitely a player's a coach that the players loved. He made it very simple: do your job, and you can do whatever you want after that. And he taught you the game, and he gave you much respect. So I love playing for Daddy Rich. I miss him daily.
John Spider Sally with us here. The biggest takeaway I had, or one of the takeaways I had from the documentary when they covered your Piston teams, and then obviously the Dream Team summer, why couldn't MJ just admit, yeah, I didn't want Isaiah on the team? We all know that's what happened, right, Spider?
I would think so. You know, for a long time, I didn't think he had anything to do with it. But the fact that he even alluded to the fact that he asked, the response was he's not going to be on the team, means that it was something in his mind. It was something on his mind. He didn't say, tell me the whole squad. He knew it was going to be great players, but, you know, that whole not having Isaiah on the team, you know, I think that was the only way they can get back at the fact that they were getting beat up on. He wound up being on Dream Team 2. He should have been on Dream Team 1, but the loss was definitely Dream Team 1, not having one of the greatest guards to ever play on the team.
No doubt about it. So was it awkward when you joined the Bulls mid-season during that season where, you know, that Bulls team, arguably the greatest NBA team of all time, that 95-96 Bulls squad, was it awkward at all going from the Bad Boy Pistons then a few years later? You know, you're a teammate with, you know, Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman and of course, Phil Jackson. What was that transition like?
It wasn't, See, I'm a professional, and most of the NBA players are professional. You know, whatever jersey you put on, you get paid to do what you do, and you play to the best of your ability. So, no, I thought I was going to be a Bull right out of college in the first place, but they wound up taking Brad Sellers instead. So, to me, they made amends a whole 9 years later by getting me when they should have. So, I didn't look at it that way. Whatever team I played for, I played my best.
You probably know Dennis Rodman better than most, so I have to ask, what was it like to be a teammate of Dennis's, and what was it like to just be with him away from the basketball court going out?
Well, going out, you need some stamina, bro. You need some stamina. Go out to D-Rod. But by far one of my favorite teammates and one of my favorite people on the planet. He would give you the shirt off his back. He proved that by taking his jersey off and giving it to some kid in 41 games. He is definitely a giver, a great teammate, and if you got to go to battle with anybody, you want Dennis Rodman on your squad.
Now, at the end of your career, you joined the Lakers. You're playing for Phil Jackson once again, and obviously Shaq's on that team, and Kobe Bryant, of course, a young Kobe Bryant's on that squad. So many people had made the comparison to Jordan and Kobe, how Kobe has emulated Jordan and has, you know, basically been the closest we've seen to Michael Jordan as far as the style of play and just how he carries himself. What are some of the similarities that stood out to you when you got a chance to see a young Kobe at the beginning of his career?
I got to see the making of, I think he got the blueprint from Michael, and he did not share it with anyone else. And the work and the blueprint was stay in the gym. The longer you stay in the gym, working on your craft, the better you're going to be. And I think Kobe took that to heart, and Kobe did exactly that. He was always ready to play one-on-one. He always had his trainer working on his body. He invested into becoming the best play in the world. I remember asking him, are you going to be the next Michael Jordan? He said, no, I'm going to be the first Kobe Bryant.
That's a great answer from Kobe there. So when you played with the Lakers, was Phil Jackson the same kind of guy that you remembered him as when you were playing for him in Chicago?
Yeah, I called him during the NBA playoffs in 99 and said, you're not going to let these two guys go without winning a championship. And I had no idea he had already negotiated his deal with the Lakers. I said, well, you're going to need me, man, because I live five doors from Shaq. I know the offense. You're going to need some veteran power. He said, are you still in shape? I said, you know, I stay in shape. That's my job. I told people that. In the NBA, just staying in shape was my job. So he brought me on. Great guy. I love Phil, man. Taught me a lot of things.
John Spider Sally with us here, four-time NBA champion. So tell me what you have going on for Father's Day coming up, John. It's cool to see what you're involved with here.
Oh, yeah. Well, first things first, I got Old Spice. You know, that's a go-to for Father's Day. It's always been. I think it originated Father's Day. But this is the first time that it got the official beard kit. And this beard kit comes with and I got a beard now. You know it's in style. So I got the beard going for the last 2.5 years. And I got the beard wash. I got the conditioner. I got the beard balm. And my favorite right now in my hand is the beard oil. This is some really good stuff on my beard. Makes me look great. So any special male in your life, or it's graduation season, and these kids are now graduating with full-on beards looking like Harden. I think if Harden uses this stuff, that's why it keeps growing. It's a great product. You can get it from oldspice.com. And the next thing I have is Slick Deals. And Slick Deals has like 12 million users who vet and vote on the very best deals at any given time. The best of the best deals. It's a community where it's not, you don't pay to get to the front. It's literally community driven. It's like word of mouth, but digital word of mouth. The best of the best deals get up every day on this thing called the front page, so you can shop with confidence knowing you got the best price. The cool part about it is if you ever want to take it with you online and shop online, Slick Deals has their browser with Chrome and Edge, the extension. And when you're shopping online, you can shop with confidence the same way. You can shop the top deals. And when you go to checkout, The coupon is already in your cart. So when you go to checkout, there you go. You see sales. You see the price going down, and you're going to be really happy. And the wonderful editors over at Slick Deals have curated a really, really good Father's Day section. So if you're shopping for Father's Day, you go to Slick Deals in the Father's Day section. They got tips and ideas right there for you. Slick Deals is the way to shop nowadays. There's no time to throw money away. It's time to save, and they help you save. So those are the two things I have for you for Father's Day, Slick Deals and Old Spice.
There you go. As we're talking with John Spider Sally here on the Jake Asmer Show. John, I got to ask you some tough questions as we wrap up here. First question for you is this. Phil Jackson, Chuck Daly, or Whoopi Goldberg? Who is the best coach? As, of course, you played Nate Wilson in the movie Eddie, starring Whoopi Goldberg coaching the Knicks.
I would say Ted Gustin, the guy who sat and coached me from 12 all the way until now. I think that I got out of that one.
All right. I respect that answer. Another question I have for you. How many people confuse you for actor J.B. Smoove?
Everybody. It used to be the reverse. In 2000, when I put J.B. Smoove on TV when I was the host of BET Live. And now he goes around, he goes, people still think I'm John Sally. I said, well, when they ask me am I J.B. Smoove, I slap them.
Are you a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Did we lose John there?
Oh, bro. Thank you very much, man.
John Sally, we're having a tough time with his connection there, so we're going to have to disconnect him. But good stuff there. I mean, he does look like J.B. Smoove, and J.B. Smoove looks like John Sally. Interesting how it's kind of reversed. You know, I mean, as Curb has blown up and, you know, John's been retired, that's a funny comparison there. The one thing I did not get a chance to ask him, though, is the phone line cut out. I wanted to ask him about the best damn sports show, period. He was a big part of that show for years, and that was like my favorite show growing up to watch every night. I mean, Chris Rose, Michael Irvin, that was when we first saw Stephen A. Smith on TV, if you remember going back to that. I'd watch that every night. I would love their top 50 list that would come on, and they were, you know, top plays, top athletes, best damn sports show, period. It really was. Ahead of its time, that show. I wish they'd bring it back. Great cast. So that was John Spider Sally joining us there on the Progressive Guest Line, brought to you by Progressive's Home Insurance. They make it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance. You can check it out and get a quote at progressive.com today. Coming up next, we wrap up a Friday Jake Asmon show right here on SB Nation Radio.